Hello and welcome to the Web Serving Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. WeChat has launched a new data analytics tool. New industry standards have been suggested for mobile and desktop advertising, and research has found the benefits of e-commerce explainer videos. WeChat has launched a new feature on its social media app, enabling users to view data on user trends. Named WeChat Index, the tool was launched on the 23rd of March and lets users view information such as the use of particular words across variable time periods. Tencent, WeChat's parent company, said that the new index is designed to enable people to understand the real-time social issues. Importantly, however, it also said that the tool would mean that brands could now make more informed marketing decisions before monitoring the effects by analyzing users' interests. An example of this presented by Tencent was the spike in the platform's use of the phrase national football team, which hit 17 million after the Chinese team played, following a level of just a few thousand before kickoff. However, doubt has been cast on the new feature after it was found that just a few months ago, some WeChat accounts could manipulate the amount of views their own articles were getting. The Coalition for Better Ads has released a new set of standards for mobile and desktop advertising. The research on which the report was based asked more than 25,000 consumers about more than 100 separate ad experiences across all platforms before determining the adverts that fell below consumer acceptability. Jason Kint, CEO of Digital Content Next, which is part of the coalition behind the research, said that the study was already able to identify annoying advertising formats and was well on its way to make the web less annoying for the average consumer. On mobile, it was found that users thought that things such as pop-up ads, pre-stitchal ads, and ads with a density greater than 30% amongst others were all below the acceptable quality of advertising. On desktop, the same was found of pop-up ads and autoplay video ads with sound. Townsend Fian, CEO of IAB Europe, said that the findings would now provide great guidance on the role ad formats have on the user experience. Research from Bread and Beyond has found that online consumers are 180% more likely to complete a purchase after viewing an explainer video on a site. However, the study also found that there is a severe drop-off point of engagement when it came to the length of the video. Whilst videos below 1 minute had a retention rate of around 77%, that dropped suddenly to less than 57% for videos between 1 and 2 minutes. This means that on average, a minute-long video will only hold viewers' attention for around 47 seconds. From 2 minutes, it drops off even more to as low as 40% for 3-minute videos. Ad blocking in France is having a major impact on Amazon, as it's been named as the site losing out most to the software in the country. It's been estimated by ad blocking analytics tool AdBack that in France alone, the company is losing $5.5 million from ad blocking each year. This is followed by homegrown website leboncoin.fr, which is thought to be losing $4 million, and YouTube, which loses $3.6 million. It was found in June 2016 that 13% of internet users in France currently have an ad blocker program installed, whilst another 28% were planning to do so in the future. Whilst this rate is consistent with the European average, 35% of France's millennial population have the software on their mobile devices, far ahead of any other major European country, such as the UK or Germany. And finally, IBM has announced a collaboration with AT&T in order to help it better analyze its Internet of Things data through its cloud technology. AT&T's head of Internet of Things, or IoT, said that businesses are now eager for actionable data insights from their connected devices, adding that the new deal will be huge for our enterprise customers. The deal should see IBM Cloud being used with AT&T's technology to develop analytics software to make IoT data more accessible. This is also not the first time that two businesses have worked together on an Internet of Things project after they combined in 2016 to launch an IoT development tool. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us. And be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.